Deck your home with Blinds.com. La 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 la. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Top of the 10 o'clock hour here on 106.7 The Fan. It's our weather, man, is cool. It's a little bright. It's been unseasonably warm for a minute, and then you hear about flurries, and I go, hey, as long as we can see it, it's all good. That's always been my attitude. And again, one of the wildest things we've seen, and that is a player walking off a field, refusing to play. And the fact that he's a linebacker, that kind of blew me away. So I figured, hey, man, we got to go and get a beast to describe a beast. And my favorite beast is Ken Harvey. Hey, man, you know it's no offense, right? It's all in love. But you were like that primal animal. You were that individual that went after people in a way that was kind of primitive. It was kind of, you were kind of warped. And so when we need these special categories, you are that guy that we have to use as counsel. What did it mean to you to see a brother that plays your position quit on his teammates?
Yeah, you know, I look at it, I mean, one, I know how I was back when I was a player. You know, I'd have been like, man, you know, I'd have said a bunch of words and yeah, called them all sorts of names and all that stuff. And then I look at it post-life and say, man, it's going to be a decision you're going to regret for the rest of your life. And, you know, it wasn't, half of it was even how you did it. I mean, in the middle of the game, you could have been, you finish up the game and then go back and say, coach, I you know, this is not for me, but to do it in the middle of a game, it was a big F you to the world and to the game of sports and to all your players and teammates. And I'm sure he has a lot of friends and people on the team, but you know, that just destroyed any feeling of camaraderie, any feeling of, look, even though I don't want to do this, I got to do it for my teammates or for whatever. It was considered probably selfish in a way, and heartbreaking just to see it happen, because it not only scars him but the whole NFL. It's tough. And like you said, being a linebacker, linebackers are known for being the tough guys on the team. And so seeing that, just, it hurt my heart to see that.
Yeah, there is some camaraderie with all units in this game, but the way this season has come down. And you know, after the drumstick, and we say Thanksgiving, it's on and popping. And whatever you said you were going to do, you either got to do it now or, you know, get off the pot. When you look at this team defensively, the Commanders, I was a wreck the Dallas week, because I could just sense that I wasn't sure that they understood the rivalry and the fact that the Cowboy defensive players wanted to show DQ and Witt. They wanted to show them something too, because they had a bond. Yeah. there was a lot going on that I did not necessarily feel that had come across our airwaves properly. This one, I'm a little afraid of the backup quarterback thing again since we got burned at home. So I'm not going to feel comfortable till we put up at least 40 on them. Where do you stand on this one?
Well, no, I'm agreeing with you. Like, you know, you hate to use another team, but you got to go out there with like that Detroit attitude. You got to be, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to embarrass you. I'm going to do everything humanly possible to win this game. And just based off of what you said, it was like when they played Dallas, it looked like they went into the game and they were kind of like, we got this. And you start, our coach used to say, read your own press clipping. You know, you start reading your own newspaper stuff that they're saying about you. You think you're better than you are. The previous game after that, they started playing well, better, but it wasn't as good of a team. You know, they dropped the Titans dropped a lot of balls, did all that stuff. So you got to go in with the attitude is you got to set the tone because, as you said, you're going into the playoffs. You have an opportunity to be in the playoffs. This is where you set the tone of what type of team you're going to be. And there are glimpses of greatness in this defense. I mean, each week for a while, it seemed like they were getting better and better. And then you had this drop. And so you got to go and say, you know what? If I was in the locker room, we're setting the tone. You know, we even though we got a superstar quarterback, we set the tone on defense because defense will win the game. You know, you can score 40 points. But you may end up scoring 14. But your defense has to hold them to 7. You know, we set the tone. And that's the attitude I think they need to have.
You did what London Fletcher did, which not a lot of people can do. That is come to a new team with a reputation and then exceed it. And blend with a new organization, new players. So for Lattimore, how difficult was that and will that be for him?
You know, football is basics in some ways. You know, you know what you're good at. I mean, half the time is you got to know what you're good at. Then when you go to another team, the coaches have to recognize what you're good at. I've seen coaches take players and try to change things that they're doing, sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad, and can destroy players. So you got to be good at what you're good at, and you got to listen to your coaches, and hopefully that fits in. And then the coaches sometimes will have to adjust and say, okay, you know what? He's this type of player. You know, maybe we need to adjust it a little bit and understand that. So I think playing on the field, you're going to do what comes naturally. You're going to be, you know, you're going to go after the ball. You're going to try to dominate your position. The plays and stuff, that's where the little tweaks come in, is that how quickly do you learn the plays? How efficient are you, and how do you work with the rest of the team? For my attitude was like, look, I'm here to be a part of this team, and I want to make sure that they feel like they're getting more than what they bargained for. You know, I want to make sure that they know that they got something special, and I'm gonna try to just bust my butt. And I think that's what will happen in this game. It'll be good because he'll be tested early on. And then, you know, the good thing is you got a rookie quarterback or a new quarterback. And so, you know, that test could prove to be a mistake because he's that talented of a player.
Kamara, dangerous. Maybe our strength is not dealing with the run. So what are the coaching points when you know you've got a back that doesn't go down with a feather, like a feather? This boy is a bull. So how do we contain him?
Well, you know, it goes back to the way they used to teach you in elementary football. You don't go in with the shoulder. You go through a guy. You imagine somebody's 5 yards behind them, and you go through that person. You gotta play aggressive. And the big thing is you gotta play as a team. This whole game is just going to be, how well do we play as teams? Stars will shine. You know, they're going to be stars. But how well do you play as a team? And it's everybody hustling, everybody running to the ball. So I think that's going to be the big key.
Yeah, Max, you good?
I'm great.
You know, Max, he bets on everything, Ken. Oh, so I want to make sure that we help him lay some numbers down. Because if Max wins, we all win. So I want to make sure, Max, did you get everything to give you an edge?
Yes, of course.
Well, Max, you know, there's help for that. You know, if you need some therapy, man, just give me a call and we'll sit down and we'll work on it a little bit.
Will do, Ken.
No, it's good. Football's a fun game, right? And there's excitement in the game. And the thing is, we as fans right now with the Commanders, we have to caution ourselves to say this is not the Commanders of old. This is a whole new team. And they have to say, we're a whole new team. We're not like we were in the past. You know, we may have had a setback. And good teams will lose a game or two. But right now, it's a whole second quarter. You create your own destiny. And I think that's what the attitude, and that's what the coaches are probably saying. And you said it early on in the show. This is where you make the run. This is where good teams can start faltering and become bad teams. This is where young teams can become great teams, because now you're pushing into the playoff, and it's, you know, once you get in there, it's 0-0, and you can create your own destiny.
Yeah, no, it's going to be wild. You got any thoughts about Philadelphia and the Steelers?
Ooh, you know, I mean, I don't like Philly, but I think Steelers would probably win. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm going with.
Your choice have anything to do with a little bit of the, there's always noise, a little bit of noise in Philadelphia, but it seems like it's been turned up just a little bit. Or do you think this is a better team? Do you realize that they're still going without Pickens? To my knowledge, Pickens will not play for the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, I part of it is bias, right? I mean, I'm obviously a little biased, but I just think they're a complete team. But it's just something in me that's saying it may crumble as we get later down into the season. It may crumble a little bit. It's just a gut feeling. I don't know. I mean, I don't bet, and if I did, I wouldn't be any richer or poorer than I am now. So I'll leave that to you guys.
Yeah, no, Max. No, you leave it to Max. Right. And that takes a lot of courage, or you just have to have a lot of money that you don't really care about losing, winning or losing. But after some things on the docket this week, and this is where it should be, following the drumstick, it should be some games that you just cannot wait to see. And the old Cardinals, I mean, they were kicking up some storm for a minute. In the past, they have New England today. This is the kind of game they would lose. And they're better than New England. But they need to prove it so that we can get the big game. And then finally, Buffalo and Detroit. What's your gut tell you?
That's gonna be a beast of a game. I don't know. I mean, I would like to say Detroit because I like the attitude. You can start thinking you're better than what you are, and sometimes it's good to be humble a little bit early on as you start making that playoff run. So I'm gonna go Buffalo on this one. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. That's what makes this fun. That's what, Max, I'm telling you, this is what makes it fun. Ken is always, now drop some nuggets on us, because is there a new production, a new place that our fans, especially got some young people that want to follow either a new voice track, animation, book. Harvey's always got something cooking.
I mean, I did an audio Christmas story, and so that was kind of cool. Right now, I just got my knee replaced yesterday, so, I'm just sitting here with ice on my knees and trying to keep going on, champ.
Yeah, now, and again, if you had another procedure, what in terms of surgeries, this is number what? You double digit yet?
No, I haven't really had any major. I mean, I had a ACL rotator cuff in my shoulder. I tore my labrum and part of my pec, but nothing major, major.
You hear it, Max? You hear what he just said?
Nothing major.
Nothing major. Nothing major. Oh, my God. God.
I mean, you know, you do what you got to do, right? And there are a lot of people that have had this. It actually feels really good. And so I'm excited to see where, you know, you always want to be back to your old self. Sometimes it's possible, sometimes it's not. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But this will give me a good opportunity to do some more writing. So be on the lookout for stuff. I'll come up with some new books.
Well, good. Well, we appreciate all that you do, man. And heal. And at least if you're there mending, we can lean on you even more so. Enjoy the game, and hopefully we can grab you and talk some more ball next week.
Yeah, man. Look, I'm just going to be Doc and Ken. You got to put me on this show, man. It's fun talking to you guys. I mean, I enjoyed it.
You do a great. And people, it's educating people. Our thing here is tackle football. We got to do it the way that we love wagering. We love the fantasy. All that stuff's cool, but we don't want to neglect the Neanderthals to play this game to win it physically on the field between the lines. And so. You did that piece on contain, set an edge last week. People are still screaming about that because there's so little of that. Because math,
I appreciate
and understand it's profitable, and it's sponsored. And I get all that, but we don't want to reduce this thing to the point of what makes it all good. So that's what it's good, my brother.
The game is. It's a cool game, and there's so many little intricate things that people don't realize. And, you know, you just see the results, but you don't understand that, you know, like you said, having the edge can make the house of dominoes fall, because if you don't do your job, then it affects everyone else. And the whole team may look bad because of one person. Or one person becomes great because of the people that you don't hear, you know, people that you don't see. I've had tackles that have taken on double teams, get no recognition, get no nothing. But then I look like the superstar because I made the tackle because they got their bus kicked, or not bus kicked, but they took on two or three players.
They swallowed two,
It's all those little things that people don't see. And I'm just honored that you would allow me to, you know, reflect and talk about it. So, cool, man.
Hey, brother, we want to make sure that our people are fed properly. And they can't get fed off blind, minute stats. They got to be fed off content. And by our deal is that if somebody's done it and we can deliver them that, damn it, that's what we're going to do until we can.
Yeah.
So, hey, have a blessed day, my, and heal, man. And don't go out and try to do something crazy like hit a squat rack or something. Heal.
I already did it.
Your body heal.
More ice, like, can you follow what the doctors say? Don't be an idiot. So.
Exactly. That's your problem, yeah. Amen. Best of the family. That's Ken Harvey, folks. As Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. Professor Lou Holder at the bottom of the hour. See if we can squeeze a call in or two before that, right here on Overtime. Things that make you go, bottom of the hour. That's Dr. Holder. You know who it is. Derek, out in Capitol Heights. See if we can squeeze a couple calls in.
Good afternoon, morning, Doc. Good morning,
yes,
Bernie and Gold, till I'm old and cold. Doc.
Amen.
Doc, because of you, I now pay a whole lot of attention to the line of scrimmage on both sides. Do you feel as though we're starting to get where we need to be in order to keep winning games?
Last week was a step in the right direction. And now what you know is like you being baptized. Now you're trying to look at you, because we're talking tackle football. There's all different versions of football, and all of them are cool. Pick the one that you like. The only one I focus on is tackle football. And in order for us to be good at that, I don't know any other pressure point. Now, we all know the quarterback's value, but them five, I call them the Fab Five. They balled out last week. And as a result, everything works better with them. They were winning at the line of scrimmage. We got to do that. Kamara's going to be a problem. And we had a lot of success on the defensive side, but we still, I want to have that knockout game. where we actually force everybody to the air. And that means we need a couple of heroes. We got one in the middle linebacker spot. The boy is a machine. Now we got to get somebody to ball all completely out on that defensive line. One of our interior guys has got to be like a Tasmanian devil. They're really good, but we need somebody to stand out to the point where it's like them Ram boys. See, the Rams, they lost the best player in the world on their D-line. And if you watch them now, they don't look like they're hungry. They are going, they're like lunatics. Because when you lose a great player, you don't replace him with one guy. You got to have four guys.
Yep.
And that's what the Rams have done. You draft them, you sign them, whatever they've done, don't tell me what can't be done, because they had the best guy in the world. And they're more productive than we are right now. So you explain that to me.
Agreed.
Yeah. We got work to do. Now, we got the people that can do it, but you don't talk your way through this. You got to play your way through it. Appreciate you, dog. May have a blessed day. Hey, Market. B, what up?
Mr. Walker, it's a pleasure being on the phone with you. Hey, I hear all these experts and the callers talking about what a key to a game is. The key to a game is the same every single week. You focus from the time the whistle blows and the kickoff until the time the whistle blows until the end of the game. You be where you're supposed to be. You've studied all week. You know where you're supposed to be. Block and tackle. You move another human being where he doesn't want to go, and you wrap up anybody that has the ball. And you've got to do it as a team. Do your job. Don't do everybody else's job. You have to focus from the beginning. If you're a surgeon, you don't go into a surgery and make five mistakes and then say, I can fix this. You go into the surgery and you do your job.
Somebody's dead.
The way you're supposed to be done. Or something bad is going to happen. But I got a question for you, Doc. If you're if you're playing next to a guy and he's not focused or he's not in real world stuff, how do you tell that person, hey man, you need to get with this? I mean, what's the conversation like on?
First of all, I can't relate to it because the guys that I played next to, they were coached by Joe Bugle. Joe, our environment was, and first of all, we all had one thing in common. None of us felt like we made enough money. And the only way we would get a raise is to win games. One of the things that the league, and I'm so happy guys make money, but they should have made this whole thing to where winner takes all. The more you win, the more you make. And they didn't do it that way. That was the way it was for us. You heard us in Super Bowl 17 say $70,000 is what Joe Theismann said. That's to the winner. Wasn't nobody concerned about no damn ring. I was worried about that check. So they changed the game. Now they got to deal with it. But for us, is accountability to the dude next to you. You never want to let the guy next to you. That's why when that brother walked off the field for the Niners, that blew me away. That's why I went to get Ken. Hey, please, because that shakes me up. Because from our era, we had a dependency. But I don't know what it's like to play with a guy that's making $20 million, $30 million. I don't know what that I have no idea. These guys have a much more difficult path. And it requires better connection. But they got it. DQ. So they got a great connection. That's why he's so invaluable. This staff is so good. I think they've done a hell of a job. Unfortunately, they don't play in games. And that's your problem. But something's got to be fixed. Because our payroll's too high not to get better results. That's my opinion. You pay money, you should get better results. Otherwise, you should have a much lower payroll. Then it would make sense to me. So, Brother Max, time for us to take a break. When we come back, we got a man that can answer these questions for you. Dr. Lou Holder joins us, and we'll put this pressure on him. We welcome you back to Overtime. It is 10:35 in the nation's capital, and time for us to welcome back Dr. Holder, and as G from the shop put out so eloquently on X about 20 minutes ago, things that make you go, you know, the doctor is in the house. Brother Holden, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you? Happy holidays to you and Max.
Yeah, how could you not be? We got so, you know, we're content. Content is king.
Yeah.
And we could do this with none, with you, but we'll start with seeing a gentleman quit during a game, and we had Mr. Harvey on to get his take. I wanted to get your take on it in all the sports. Of course, the beautiful sport, which you mastered in any sport. Don't just recall a guy refusing or quitting during a game, do you?
It's deplorable. I've never. I mean, the storyline behind this and why this individual did not want to go into the game because another individual had replaced him, right? And he got hurt. It makes no sense. I thought that I had seen, frustrating enough, I thought that I had seen the worst of it this year when Anthony Richardson didn't go into a game with the Colts earlier in the year because he was tired, right?
Yeah, he was tired.
I thought that I had, but this is next level, Doc. This is next level. Kyle Shanahan obviously said he's not going to play for me anymore. He's not going to play for this organization anymore. I don't know how the brotherhood that is the NFL, just like the brotherhood that is soccer when I played, just like any team sport, if you are relying on a team to get something done, even if you are not, I guess, you know, either fighting for a playoff spot or as good as you used to be or whatever, even the worst teams, you know, you just don't quit. You just don't not go into a game. And not just not go into a game, Doc. He walked off the field. He walked off the field. Basically like, yeah, you're on your own. How do you go to war with anybody like that?
Yeah, and one thing I think we're more conscious of now is we do have to have at least one session on evaluation from the mental illness standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, the emotional intelligence of all of our athletes right now just need to be watched, because what would make you do that? Like, it's just the way of our world now. I mean, you really, like you said, got to go into what is behind somebody just not going into a game, knowing that they are now putting their livelihood, their chance to make future earnings, all kind of stuff like that in jeopardy. Over what? Because your feelings were hurt? Doc, what is
that?
You're
making $5 million a year.
I don't. Give me that. You know, there's nothing that I can equate it to. I'm going to walk off the television set because my feelings are hurt. I'm not going to show up for work because I've been either replaced by somebody, whatever. Yo, you're a professional. Maybe that's it. These people are not professionals, or they don't know what professionalism is, because a professional comes to do your job all the time. Like, not just some of the times when you feel good. You're a professional because you have now gone from amateur and high school and collegiate and whatever. You've gone now to professionals because now you're being paid. Like, this is your livelihood, and to put your livelihood on the line or in question because of your emotional high or low, that's sad. That's a deeper issue, Doc.
No, there's certain things that need to be mentioned. And when I see it, that's why I wanted to make sure, and I know you would appreciate what the Washington Capitals are doing now. In our current environment, I want to make sure that all of us, since we're such good sports fans until we're not, and I want us to be true to what we say we are. And I want us to be all about winning, because we got a winner. We got a group that's playing without its best player, a generational, a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know, is not playing. Now, G from the shop makes a good point that Scottie Pippen told Phil Jackson he wasn't going back in the game. That thing with Tony Kukoc, good point, G. That happened too. It's been that far apart. But my point was about...
Oh, I'm sure we can all think about... Yeah, I'm sure we could all think about different examples where people have either lost it or done something that is against the norm, right?
Yeah.
But since the news cycle is here and this is the latest one, and this person not only said they're not going to play, they walked off the court and walked off the field,
yeah,
right? And now that not that Kukoc and Scottie Pippen, the examples weren't as profound, but the way social media is now and the news cycle, it's more devastating now to do it now than it whatever it was back then. And to be quite honest, Tony Kukoc and Scottie Pippen, a little bit more higher profile than, you know, this dude. I mean, I just, again, it just.
And he's a good player. He's not a scrub.
No, he's not a scrub. He's a good player. But
the guy he replaced, the guy hurt that Super Bowl.
Yep.
This brother came back generational. I hope he didn't re-injure himself.
Mm-hmm.
But you throw all this on top of itself. And my only point about all of this from our standpoint was that in this town that supports, we haven't had a winner in so long.
Yeah.
And I wanted us to be true to the fact that we do have a team that's on fire in this town. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. They're on fire, but they play on ice. And it's the Capitals.
Right.
Just as a shout out, I know you know because you've covered it and you've been on the desk and you do it, but I feel obligated to make sure that we got so many people that we know they love burgundy and gold, but let's love winning and winners.
Oh, yeah. And I think the great thing about that team is that what Spencer Carberry has done is built a team. I mean, there's not multiple superstars when the Caps won the last cup or what have you. They're doing it with a team. And sometimes a team of just solid players can make a bigger difference than ones that are filled with high-profile players, right? You have teammates and you have people that are, all of them are just scrapping and playing together as a team, since we're talking about team, and which is the great
part.
They
lean on Ovi so damn much.
Right.
That's a hell of a void to fill in for, and that's what's so impressive. We understand the netminder's dominance, and of course, Locker and Beninati and the boys, and of course, the legendary Smoking Al Kokin. Their coverage, man, is second to none. I love what they do, the whole monumental gig from top to bottom. Their coverage of the sport is spectacular. And so I keep saying to myself, it's amazing how we chase the tail of the dog. We run around and do it. We chase garbage up until the last 4 years, up until now. Now we got something to really go after. And then we get a coaching change. We've been taught, 4 years, 5 years, takes 100 years to build. It may take you that to do it, but other people have come in here like DQ and Carberry and bingo.
Right.
They come in here with no nonsense and get it done. Just had another Big Tony pointed out, Deontay Johnson did it with the Ravens a couple weeks ago. Wouldn't go in the game. So maybe this is a young people thing.
Again, I go back
to
the word.
Maybe this is generational.
I go back to the word. I don't think that the word professional is being touted enough. Like when you played, other people played, and you didn't have all the money and all the social media and whatever like that.
It's prehistoric.
The game is not changed. You can say prehistoric all you want, Doc. I ain't gonna let you off on that. The game is not prehistoric.
It's prehistoric. Lou, we got people quitting.
They're making all this
money.
The fact of the matter is, the word professional is not carried as much weight anymore.
Well, Max just said Vontae Davis retired mid game a couple years ago.
Yeah.
One of our own. I'm telling you, dude. We were making a ham sandwich and a bowl of grits. Wasn't nobody leaving that. Now you telling me dudes making $5 million. We say $5 million like it ain't nothing. I'm sitting around going, on our best teams, I guarantee you, the best player wasn't making over $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
And you telling me these cats are walking away from this? Man, we got an issue. We got problems that are bigger than you could ever imagine.
Right.
And these young people, And there's a good chance that a majority of them are going to end up broke or poor, as the old folks used to say, tight as Dick's hat band. And I'm telling you right now, this is crazy to me. They act like it's no money. I'm listening to people that are controlling microphones talking about Brock Purdy may only be offered $40 million, that the Niners may try to cut him a deal. They're only $40 million. Is this what we've become now?
Yeah.
That's garbage?
The game has changed.
And Belichick now goes to become a Tar Heel. And I'm going, good for the game. But what, in essence, what the NFL just said, owners go, I don't have to have, Bill, we don't have to win to make money. We don't have to do anything but be alive to make money.
Right. Right.
Because we've already shown you one moron after another. All they do is print money in this. Is there ever been a better indication when the GOAT ever just left him on the side of the road?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's another theory out there that's saying, hey, look, he burned so many bridges that was probably his only option. Like, nobody was really, except Atlanta in the coaching cycle, nobody was really feeling him as far as giving him a job. So maybe that's another thing to be at play. It's like, you know, what?
I'm with you.
What was the real reason for the Belichick, you know, Tom Brady, Kraft, that whole thing? What was the deal with that? And, you know, it might be coming out that was probably in play. And he probably said, hey, look, this is probably my only option to get back into coaching if I want to coach, so I'm going to take it. So I think that's something to be explored. Like, you know, were so many bridges being burned that this might have been his only option.
I believe it was.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it was right.
Right.
It shows you that the league doesn't have to win to make that money, because any nitwit that has enough money can own a club.
Yeah.
And he can hire any jackass he wants to run it, and they can run it into the ground, and you can rebuild it in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
It's a sad statement. The whole thing, I'm sorry that we ruined part of your beautiful day by depressing you and coming on talking about all the things that are going on.
No. This is sports talk. This is I love doing this. I mean, to talk about real issues and to talk about things that are not as popular. I mean,
we're gonna do
Doc
real.
Does.
We're gonna be
that's
real.
What the Doc Walker show does.
No,
so you're
no,
not.
We,
you're not depressing me one bit.
No. But I'm just saying, Juan Soto, and again, and maybe this is me. I think it's a little bit of you too. Part of me did not understand how you leave the Bronx Bombers to go to Queens, because that doesn't mean it's the smart side of me. But these guys, what about my teammates? Did you enjoy it now? He's doing the right thing. It's generational wealth. I'm going to speak with a forked tongue, because the only way to deal in today's market is to have no feelings. It's an economic race. Go get take care of generations. There's no feeling. And that's why he and Boris, that's the way they operate. But your team that went to the World Series, there's no connection?
That doesn't mean he was happy, though, Doc. He could have gone to the World Series and he could have been with whatever. That doesn't mean he was happy.
Okay.
That doesn't mean he wanted to live in the shadow of Judd or whatever like that. Maybe now he's the Judd all by himself, and maybe that's what he wanted. And maybe he, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying to myself that doesn't mean the Yankees doesn't mean that you're happy. I know a lot of people that are at ESPN, the four-letter network that's supposed to be the holy grail and everything like that, they're not happy. I mean, just because you're at the quote-unquote top of whatever doesn't mean you're happy.
That's true.
That doesn't mean you're happy. And
that's
so
why
we
throw these things out.
Yeah. And so he, obviously with his agent, were looking at what was going to make him happy. He liked New York. He liked New York.
Is it really happy, when you have Boris? Is it really happy? Are we speaking with a forked tongue? happy?
Right.
I don't believe that. I don't think they give a damn about anything other than making the most money. And I'm not mad at them because they said it up front. And maybe that's the best way to go about this. It's just not a way that I'll ever understand or adapt to.
And that's
because
good. That's good.
I have too many good feelings about the people that I worked with.
That's good that you can say that, you know what, I'll never understand it. I mean, that's
I'll never understand it.
That's the same argument that people would say, well, LeBron is the best player that ever. I was like, have you seen other people play? Like, you know, it's like, so I don't argue with people that because that's your experience, right? And it's
can
good to have.
Can we all be right?
Huh?
Can we all be, can both be right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right, we can all be right and we could all have different opinions. So you will never understand it. I will never understand it. But the price, what's that saying? Today's prices is not yesterday's prices. So now, every time a new contract comes up, you owe it to the collective unit to keep raising the bar. Like,
there's some unions.
Yeah, right, Kurt. Kurt bet on himself.
And won. And is still winning.
Yeah.
And is still winning.
People are like, oh, God, this guy's a bum. He's making so much. Yo, he played the system. He played on himself. And at some point, the NFLPA is like, you ain't turning that money down.
That's right.
Oh,
no. And I'm not mad at it. And we have, up until now, if JD stays healthy, he'll be the first guy to equal him or surpass him.
Because
we have not been able to bust a grape for the most part without him. Lou, we'll have to do a special one day. Well, I'll come up with some kind of way to do it. You're priceless. Have a great day. Sorry we got your blood pressure up a little bit, but hey, like you do,
nope.
We keep this real.
I'm good. I'm going to watch some girls basketball. The She Got Game Classic over at the St. James. You got a whole bunch of nationally ranked teams in town all day. Bishop McNamara, IMG Academy from down in Florida. Frank Oliver, who used to coach at McNamara, is now coaching down there. All these teams from all over the country are at St. James all day. And then it's over to Army-Navy. So,
Navy. All right, my brother.
Absolutely.
We'll do this again soon.
Thank absolutely.
You.
All right.
That's,
take care, buddy.
As Coach would say, Lou Holder, simply one of the best. We squeezed some time. We'll try to make it up on the other side. And we just keep playing the hits. Did I mention that Tom Lavero is also on today's lineup? Max, did we throw that out there enough?
I think you have now.
I know. It's gangbusters. Gangbusters. Tom Lavero. Coming off the bye week, it's been, I miss burgundy and gold football. Heisman Trophy will be out today. I think about, well, who's going to give us the best insight on that? Well, a man who was in the running for it, the one and only all-time leading rusher at the University of Maryland, Lamont Jordan. And I can almost guarantee you, Max, he's going to lean towards running back. I don't know why, but I just have a feeling.
You would think, right?
I think that there's a back and a receiver or DB, I think the back is going to get his nod. I'm just saying. Before I go to that. So, LJ, first of all, you have so much passion in everything that you do when it comes to communicating the game, yet the game has changed so much. I mean, it has changed. And it should. It's changed hell from the guys that wore leather helmets to now. Constantly evolving. But that was a great little session we went through that drew a lot of you involved. I appreciate your words on X about people that are walking away from games and that have quit throughout contests. Man, I just, I guess it happens in all walks of life. It just seems like guys that go through so much of this, that would be crazy. To break we go, 1-800-636-1067. And we promised you LJ, and we shall deliver when we come back.